like, I need to get a hold of you. I said, well, I want to see you something. He said, well, I'm going to get a hold of you, so hopefully I'll be able to hear from you. Because he walked and he felt his muscles starting to fill. That's intense. I went into Rite Aid, pretty messed up. And there was a lady that worked there that a month ago, by the way, when I share testimonies, if you have this in your body, claim it. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And what God does once, he'll do it again. What it happens is he impregnates the air. That what happens is, since it's Jesus that did it, it impregnates the air and enables that same thing to happen again. Okay? So if I share testimonies and that's you, claim it. This lady a month and a half ago, had heel spurs all over her feet. I don't know how you can have a heel spur in the front, but she had them. And they were real bad pain. She's walking like this. And she worked there. I said, ma'am, I said, can I pray for you? She said, sure. So I put my hands on her feet, and she's like, she thought I was going to go home and pray. It's got to happen now, right? So I prayed, and her feet started tingling. Like, you know how your feet wake up? She said, that's what it felt like. I said, awesome. I said, what's going on? She steps, she goes, oh, my God. What did you do? I said, well, you sat here and watched me. Just prayed in Jesus' name. She goes, they're gone. She's stomping on her feet, walking around. Well, this lady's in there after I prayed for the Rastafarian guy, who probably isn't so Rastafarian anymore. That'll change the way you think. So I said, she came up to me and she goes, hey, I just wanted to talk to you. She goes, I haven't seen you. And I said, oh, how you doing? She goes, I am healed. I just want to thank you again. I'm like, look, let's just give glory to Jesus. So we gave glory to Jesus. And I went back to fill the icebox up. There's a Muslim that works at that Rite Aid, the manager. Now, he sees people get healed every